A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Super excited. You know, a lot of emotions, you know, ran through me, you know, within my family too. Once we heard the news, and you know, just super grateful. You know, I'm super grateful for the organization, you know, the front office, the coaching staff, my teammates. You know, without them, it couldn't have been possible. You know, I just want to make my family proud, and you know, to hear the news, it was a great feeling.
Part of the conversation that Jeremiah Jensen had with Chris Dunn, which, super grateful for the organization, super grateful for the coaching staff, great. But this dude earned it. Like,
yeah, his mind is in the right place for sure.
It, you know, and all the stuff leading up to that, and I know he's grateful. I'm sure he is massively, the gratitude is off the charts for a guy who was the number 5 pick overall, and you don't get a lot of second chances after you get to the G League after being in that spot because you just don't get the looks that often.
No.
And there are not a lot of places where you can – in the middle of the season, you could get plugged in and then you'd get opportunities like this other than just a 10-day contract. And instead, he plays 2 of them and then gets added, of course, after that second one because he earned it, because he put his mind into a place. It's an inspiration and just another great story to a hilarious Utah Jazz season that just keeps getting more fun. And like, we just never would imagine, I think, how much fun we would have had along the way and meeting guys like Talen Horton-Tucker, Chris Dunn, Simone Fontecchio, who's like really developing into something nice, you know, for this team. What does it turn into long term? I don't know, but Chris Dunn is a fascinating story.
I've been a cheerleader of his from the beginning, and I mentioned the whole concept of the Jazz playing better defense, and a lot of it's because of him. I mean, this guy's one of those long, lanky players that he knows. He goes, you know, I can't do everything. You know, my shot still evolving. I don't know that I have the supreme confidence in my shot, but you know what I have? I can play great defense, and I can hustle, and I can have a great attitude, and you know. And he's doing a good job of getting the offense going and keeping it moving, and you know, he's really been playing to his strengths. But like you said, credit to him to really come out and just you know, play his way into being on this team, and another one of those situations where you go, you just cheer for this team, cheer for every single one of these guys. You really do. You cheer for the coach, you know, you cheer for the organization. It's like the Utah Jazz are becoming the Ted Lasso team of the NBA. I mean, it's just such an amazing feel good story, and there's nothing about it that's like disheartening, or you're just really pulling for
Ted Lasso. What are we, 2 days away from that? The next one dropping? I get so mad having to wait.
I know.
The Ted Lasso crew, by the way, did you see over the weekend? Or maybe it was on Friday. They were, for some inexplicable reason, other than maybe the White House getting some bonus points for having, like, one of the TV's most popular. They were at the press briefing, okay, up on at the, like, podium. At the White House. Which you're like, okay, interesting.
So when you say they, who exactly was there?
So Ted. Okay. So Jason Sudeikis. Roy Kent was there.
So you have all the English actors.
Right, Rebecca was there.
Nice.
And then so was Coach Beard. So Coach Beard and Jason Sudeikis, this is the guys who essentially created the series, you know, that character.
Right.
And these two reporters are bickering at each other. Like, it was like a Fox News guy and a CNN guy yelling at each other and the thing. And they just stood there at the front. And they're just watching this interaction, and you're going, this is what they showed up for, huh? These two reporters yelling at each other in the White House press briefing. Uh-huh. And I was like, first of all, why are they here? Like, is part of the press tour going through? You're promoting your new season now at the White House? Anyway, it was a little bit annoying. Anyway.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott, let's get to Chris Dunn and some of the comments he made.
Yeah, still.
Jeremiah Jensen from KSL5 Television is going to join us in about 20 minutes. And he had this one-on-one conversation with Chris Dunn, and we wanted to bring you some of the chunks here. So one of the things that I was looking at with this was, this is a guy, again, you just heard the one about him talking about his family being super happy about what this was. Here's where it started out for him, because so much pressure in your early career in the NBA is just put on you, especially as a top five. When you're a lottery guy and you're a top five pick out of Providence, it was a scary deal.
Like the Superman roller coaster, scary for sure. You know, definitely being a top five pick. You have a lot of expectations on you. Right off the bat, it didn't go well. You know, my journey in Minnesota, then getting traded to Chicago. I was with Lowry in Chicago, so, you know, we had experiences of our own. I had some good times, some bad times there. And, you know, a lot of it wasn't just basketball. You know, I went through a lot of injuries in my career. You know, it was a tough feeling. You know, some doubt, you know, can you be that player that you once was, you know, in college? You know, that's where the family piece come in. You know, I leaned on them, and, you know, they just kept my spirits high, making sure my confidence stayed with me. And, you know, more importantly, I had to keep putting the work in. The work is, you know, where the magic is. That's where the confidence, you know, grows. When I'm out playing now, because of all those things that I went through, you know, in my past, I'm able to be present in the moment.
I can so relate to this.
I was going
to
say,
like, just hearing this, it's like, so I get drafted by the Miami Dolphins, right? And you get thrown into it. And I'm not the fifth pick in the draft. And there's not any pressure. I mean, there is pressure. It's like, if you don't perform, you don't make the team. You know, it's a serious business, and they're not messing around. And if you can't provide value, then you can't be there. And so you have to show that you're valuable. And the simplest things become so hard. And I went to that first mini camp. I couldn't throw a 5-yard hitch, which is about the easiest route. You know, a guy just runs up and turns around 5 yards. He's not moving. He's not cutting in or out. And so it's just throw it. I mean, it's the easiest throw you could. I was throwing the ball in the dirt. I was throwing the ball over his head. I felt like my feet were just, you know, like,
how'd you make it through the first
spaghetti
week, then?
I didn't. I we had a 3-day mini camp, and I was just like, oh, my goodness. And so when you talk about having an opportunity to, like, work it out, you know, like, take Walker Kessler, for example. He can't hit a free throw to save his life. I guarantee you, if we walked into a gym today, nobody was around, I bet he makes 9 out of 10. He has a good shot. Like, he's not one of these guys that you go,
throws it straight at the rim.
Like, it's not, you know, Shaquille O'Neal is a different story.
I love these.
It's 100% in Walker Kessler's head, right? And it's all, and that's what this is for so many players. It's about figuring it out in your brain. And it's been so beautiful that Will Hardy gets that. And he gives them the space to, you know, Simone Fontecchio, same way. They talk about his shooting prowess. And when they're in practice, and it's like, this dude doesn't miss. But he gets out in the game, and it's just like – and so you've got to – and there is a process of, you know, they, you know, I learned how, I had a golf coach, and he said, you know, there's just a part where you got to just hit about 10,000 golf. You just have to, you have to work at this and you have to practice at it. And it's, but it's, you practice at it. So in your mind, you get comfortable and you quiet your mind and you get confident when you get in those pressure situations. And it's fascinating to watch these players, but to hear Chris Dunn say, man, it was hard. It was scary. He's like, I totally get that.
So here's what else he had to say about kind of those journeys and things like that. But you know, he had the confidence to go out there, but he talked about those failures and trying to work hard to be an NBA player.
But more importantly, you know, I have a son. Failure is one thing I'm not going to teach him. You know, it's okay to fail, but we're not going to let failure be an embarrassment to you. You know, when you put the work in and you do the right things and, you know, you do right by people and you be a good person each and every day, I mean, the storm is going to go away. The sun is eventually going to shine, and that's what people have to understand. And more importantly, like you said, there's a lot of guys who've been, you know, lottery picks, and, you know, they had that expectation and things haven't gone well. You know, sometimes the expectation gets a hold of them and they're not able to handle that. Well, I want to change that narrative. You know, it's okay. Everybody have a different journey coming in. And with my journey, I want to show people that no matter what, if you keep fighting, keep putting in the work, and good things going to happen. And my story is still being written.
See, this goes back to my whole comment about dad jokes, right? And that your kids, they can learn to go through embarrassing things and that it's not the end of the world. And I mean, I say it kind of joking, but I don't. Like, seriously, we take ourselves way too serious sometimes. And just going, man, I it's okay to, you know, to be embarrassed. It's okay to struggle. It's okay to fail at something that you're new at. I think so many kids today just don't try because they're like, I don't want to fail. Like, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to fail, and I can't take the pressure of not succeeding at something when I first try it. And that it's just such a false narrative. And maybe as parents, we put this pressure on our kids to, well, my kid's the greatest kid in the world, and they're not going to fail. And how dare you? How dare you make a mistake? And it's like, no, make a mistake and be embarrassed by it and just keep trying and keep doing it. I can just tell you this. I just put it in my head, Alex. Like, I grew up here in Utah and in a small town in Utah, and I had to overcome that in my head when I went and played in the, with the big boys.
Because you're like, I need to be from a big place.
Right, do I really belong here?
Yeah.
And I put it in my head. It's like, I'm going to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And I just went for it. And it's just good, you know, to hear Chris Dunn working through this in his mind and working this out, because, you know, it's a pretty cool thing if you can figure it out and you belong and you play and you succeed.
Let's take a break. We have so many more of these clips from Chris Dunn we'll be able to hear a little bit later in the show. Jeremiah Jensen, who chatted with him, is going to chat with us at in the 4 o'clock hour. So don't want to miss any of that. We have a ton still to go. We are weekend warriors, people who won the weekend. That's all coming up. Our show, by the way, always brought to you by the folks at G2G Bar. All natural ingredients, no preservatives. G2G Bar gives you that quick, tasty, nutritious boost, and it's perfect for anybody who needs that giant hit of protein, but you want it to taste good. No preservatives, no additives. It is amazing. G2G Bar. And the folks at Trajan Wealth. TrajanWealth.com is the website. TRAJAN. Wealth.com. Let's take that break. We'll come back. Weekend Warriors are next right here at 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.